Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces have launched an operation to capture areas north of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group's self-styled caliphate. The SDF made the announcement Tuesday, saying it was launching the campaign with the help of coalition forces. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says his government is ready to coordinate efforts with Kurds and the coalition, but the U.S. downplayed prospects for a U.S.-Russian effort in Raqqa.
Görüşmeleri yapacaklar ve bu görüşmelerde
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned Tuesday that his government will scrap a migrant readmission arrangement with the European Union unless the Europeans authorize visa-free travel for Turkish citizens. Mr. Erdogan spoke in Istanbul at the close of a United Nations humanitarian conference called to address the current migrant crisis. The blunt warning is seen as the latest sign of rising Turkey-EU tensions. Here's the latest from the U.S. presidential campaign. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is calling for a recount of votes cast in last week's Kentucky Democratic presidential primary. Unofficial results showed him narrowly losing the state to Hillary Clinton. And presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump released an Instagram video on Monday featuring three women who accused former President Bill Clinton of sexual assault in the 1990s. The Afghan Taliban appears to be preparing to anoint a new leader. The group has not officially confirmed or denied the death of their former chief, Mullah Mansour. He was killed in a U.S. drone attack. This is VOA News. While President Barack Obama promotes trade opportunities between the United States and Asia, U.S. senators of both political parties say there is virtually no chance Congress will approve the Trans-Pacific Partnership in the near future. Michael Bowman reports.
Speaking in Vietnam Monday, President Obama said he is confident TPP will pass Congress. On Capitol Hill, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham had this reaction to the president's prediction.
Somewhere between delusional and overly optimistic.
Democrat Dick Durbin noted America's remaining presidential contenders all oppose TPP. Asked about TPP's chances, Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer said, quote, "It's a tough lift." Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
The chief of U.S. airport security has been ousted amid widespread complaints from airline passengers about long hours waits to get through security checkpoints at some of the country's busiest airports. The Transportation Security Administration said it has moved Kelly Hogan to another position. Outraged passengers have posted numerous pictures and videos on social media outlets showing security lines snaking through airport terminals at a snail's pace. Family members of Egypt Air MS-894 victims gave DNA samples to authorities on Tuesday to help identify body parts recovered from the Mediterranean Sea. Investigators are still working to find the plane's black boxes that could help explain why the Airbus 320 jet vanished from radar last Thursday. Searchers have found small body parts in the sea, but no definitive evidence yet of an explosion. A Pennsylvania judge has ordered entertainer Bill Cosby to stand trial on charges that he molested a woman. The judge found that there is enough evidence to try Cosby on criminal charges. Kevin Steele is the Montgomery County, Pennsylvania district attorney.
The evidence in this case that was presented at the preliminary hearing is of a limited basis. A preliminary hearing is a situation where we only have to show that a crime's committed and the defendant's connected to the crime. We did that through the victim's statement and the defendant's admissions to much of the crime.
Cosby could face 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine if convicted of sexually assaulting Andrea Constand in his Philadelphia home in 2004 after drugging her. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the Justice Department will seek the death penalty against Dylan Roof. He's the white man accused of last year's massacre in a black church in Charleston, South Carolina. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.